Lance Mitchell, Paul DiTino with you here on Giants.com. This is our latest two-minute drill as we recap all the ongoings at rookie minicamp. And, Paul, the team signed six rookie free agents. Let's highlight a few right here off the top. Most notably, Purdue running back Akeem Hunt did a little bit of everything for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Versatility, and I think that's what's probably going to get him a good long look here during the course of the summer for the Giants. A short, quick, nifty kind of guy, has some special team skills on the return game, et cetera, et cetera. And so the Giants are very intrigued to get a good look at him.
He had 74 kickoff returns during the course of his career as well. The other notable player is Matt Lacoste, the tight end out of Illinois, 6'6". He's got the frame to do some damage.
A versatile tight end. This guy's a block-first tight end. When you play for the Illini, you better be able to block. You're not going to stay on the field. Has the versatility to also play on the move as an H-back and as a fullback and a slot guy. And he looked very, very smooth at the first workout that we got to look at.
The other four rookies that the Giants signed are the following: safety Justin Curry out of Western Michigan, Tulane tackle Sean Donnelly. He played right tackle and left tackle during college. Maryland linebacker Cole Ferrand. He's a New Jersey native and was an honorable mention All Big Ten selection. Led the Terrapins in tackles last season. And defensive end Brad Hara of Cincy. And if that name rings any bells, it's because his uncle Toby played in the big leagues for the Cleveland Indians, New York Yankees, as well as the Texas Rangers. There's also some Giants family connections, Paul.
Indeed.
And let's start with a grandson of a notable Giant.
Yeah, Andrew Robustelli is here, and everybody knows Andy Robustelli. The Hall of Fame defensive end came over from the Rams to the Giants in the mid-50s. He was a defensive end. His grandson is a wide receiver. He's more of a possession guy, but certainly a guy with a high football acumen. Incredibly proud that he was dressed in the locker right under where Andy Robustelli's name adorns the top of the rim of the Giants locker room.
And it's important to note that Paul DiTino was here to cover all aspects of that family. We want to at least emphasize that here on Giants.com. The other family connection is Taylor Graham, quarterback out of Hawaii. Paul, he is the son of former Giants quarterback Kent Graham.
Yeah, Kent Graham, of course, who was with the Giants during the Dan Reeves era, started a number of games here. This time, his son got an opportunity to try out. Tall fella, blonde just like his pop. And we'll see what his situation is as the months move forward.
Kent Graham, two stints with the New York Giants. The last player we want to note, no family connections, but a local product, that being Rutgers QB Gary Nova, who starred at Don Bosco Prep.
Don Bosco Prep, a nationwide high school powerhouse. And then, of course, as you say, Rutgers. And now he comes here to the Giants. This is a guy who, you know, out of Rutgers, they've had a number of quarterback tryouts in the NFL over the years. So they know how to get guys ready to play the pro position. Now, the question, of course, is there room for a guy like that on this roster already with Nassib and Eli? That remains to be seen, but excited to be here nonetheless. He's in his own backyard, and he certainly understands what it takes to win around this area.
Well said. 24-0 at Don Bosco Prep, led that school to two state titles. Well, stay tuned to Giants.com Saturday for more coverage of rookie minicamp, and Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, will speak to the media for the first time. You can catch it right here on our team site. For Paul DiTino, I'm Lance Mitchell. Stay tuned to Giants.com. We'll speak to you soon.